Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. You're looking good.
Well, thank you.
Everybody on radio can look at you and say, hey, he's looking good. Yeah, that's a good smile.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm on radio, not television, right? Yeah. Anyways, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com, and if you're not going there, you should. It's
the news you need to know.
Nice recovery. I almost caught you off guard.
It's a dramatic pause.
Pregnant pause.
Yes, pregnant pause.
Yes, there you go. And if you want to email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, you can email me comments if you're too shy to call into the show, but we'd love to have you call in.
Call in.
Yeah, 734-822-1600 is your show as well as ours, so please call into the show. But let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, this segment anyways, Sutton Barn, which is at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. It is a premier event facility.
Oh, yeah.
Your weddings, for your anniversaries.
Graduations.
Graduation, corporate events, you name it. It
is family reunion.
Place. Yeah, suttonbarn.com, SuttonBarn.com. Or you can reach them at 734-662-5144. That's 734-662-5144. Great place, as well as the Rolling Meadows Golf Club, which is a really nice little golf course.
Yep.
Inexpensive.
Local.
Great carts.
All local.
Yeah, and the Ianni family.
You don't have to go up north for this.
Yeah, you'll feel like you're up north.
Yeah.
When you go to the little bar they have there, it's fantastic. So go in and have a drink, even if you don't feel like golfing or doing a big event. Go in and check it out and have a drink. It's a really nice place. So,
excuse me a second. Everybody cover your ears. There we go.
Really? You couldn't think about that ahead of time, right?
Sorry about that.
Okay, so lots to talk about this week. And I kind of want to start with North Korea because I want to be in that told you so.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, the Democrats got caught again. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks
ago. Didn't we say that we thought that maybe Trump and Un got together in the background and said, I think you said that.
Yes.
Said, yeah, let's like, prank them.
Come on.
Let's prank them.
So, the number two guy in North Korea.
Chol?
Kim Jong-chol. Jong-chol. Yeah, kind of hard to pronounce some of those names. But he showed up. Met with Pompeo, flew into New York, and hand-delivered a letter to Donald Trump, and ended up staying and talking for quite some time. And so we've got a little clip of Donald Trump talking with the media afterward.
Yeah, okay. Is this where he... Oh,
well,
go ahead.
There's some things in here that are important, and I want to point them out because people are just... They don't understand, right, what's going on. And once again, they want to hate Trump so badly that they won't give him credit for anything. You people always forget. I'm going to tell you over and over, we've done it for 3 years now, read The Art of the Deal. If not, you'll never understand the man.
Mm-hmm.
So, Derek, do you have track one ready? Let's go with this. And this will be the president talking about his meeting. Go ahead and play it.
It'll be a beginning. I don't say, and I've never said it happens in one meeting. You're talking about years of hostility, years of problems, years of really hatred between so many different nations. But I think you're going to have a very positive result in the end, not from one meeting. My letter was a response to their letter. The media forgot that. You know, the media said, oh, you had a meeting, then you cancel. I didn't cancel the meeting. I canceled it in response to a very tough statement. And I think we're over that, totally over that. And now we're going to deal and we're going to really start a process. We're meeting with the chairman on June 12th. And I think it's probably going to be a very successful, ultimately a successful process. We'll see. Remember what I say. We will see what we will see. But I think it's going to be a process that we deserve to have. I mean, we really deserve. They want it. We think it's important. And I think we would be making a big mistake if we didn't have it. I think we're going to have a relationship and it'll start on June 12th. They have a very good relationship with Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State. It was actually very interesting because this was literally going to be the delivery of a letter, and it ended up being a two-hour conversation with the second most powerful man in North Korea.
So, probably had the same trouble trying to pronounce the name that I do, mm-hmm. right?
But what, Pompeo?
No. Kim Jong-choi.
Yes.
Jong-chol. Chol. Anyways. But the important word in there was relationship, right? When you're a salesman, it's all about the relationship. And that's what this comes down to. And when he says we're talking decades and decades of hatred, yes, and fear.
And he didn't say between us either. He said many countries.
Many countries.
He soft-pedaled it. I like the part where he said, we're going to deal. It was right out there. He said the words, we're going to deal. Art of the deal, like you said.
Yeah. It's the Pompeo went in with the carrot and the stick. And the carrot at this point, after the hard sanctions, the hard talk from Trump, is what finally set it into motion. You know what I mean?
You get a McDonald's.
You liberals.
That's the carrot. You get never, McDonald's.
Yeah. You never Trumpers are all out there. You've done everything you can to try and say this man was going to start a war. He's unprofessional, whatever. Results matter. I'm not saying he
was it 3 months ago they were going to launch nukes at Hawaii?
Nuki bomb.
Wasn't that three months ago? Little rocket
yeah.
man?
Yeah. This is the way it goes. Is it a for sure thing? No. But it's farther along the line than any administration in 70 years, 60 years has ever come. Right.
I saw a Dem hack last night try and roll it as, oh, but they've been – this is nothing new. They've been wanting to talk to a president, and finally one of us just gives in.
Was that the bald-headed schmuck?
Oh, my, what a schmuck.
Yes. Hannity or Laura Ingram?
I forget which one he was, to tell the truth.
He was on Martha McCallum.
Yes.
Yeah, bald-headed schmuck. I looked at him at it, just a look
spin,
on his face.
All
I'm like,
spin.
You know.
Hollow eyes, man. He looks like a Doonesbury character. You know, he's really – See, like using an eyeshadow under his upper eyelids or something, you know?
Hey, careful. You might offend some people
who like to
wear makeup.
That's right. Yeah,
some
that's
boys
right, yeah.
like to wear makeup, too.
Yes, that's right. He is a lib. He
I
might
don't
be that way. No, you're a conservative.
Well, Laura Ingram wears makeup, and she's conservative.
Well, that's different. She self-identifies as a woman. And actually is biologically
you're
a woman.
Moving
because she's
into a spooky area, dude,
sorry,
with
buddy.
Transgendering and
they're
going to
come in and take me away and put me in a re-education camp,
that's
right?
That's right. Why are you forcing your values on other people?
Back to Trump. Did you see the part where he's coming back from meeting with Pompeo and Choil, and he says, hey, I've got this letter, and he's basically Pompeo asked me, did you read it? And I said, no, I haven't read it yet. Do you think I should read it? He says, well, that's up to you. He says, well, maybe I won't read it. I wonder what's in it. I mean, Trump is saying this to the cameras. I wonder what's in it. You know, do I want to read this? I thought that was just, what president does that? How refreshing. It's just like one of the guys you know?
Yeah, I am always not disappointed when he comes out. And I love the way that he's just frank and honest and open, you know, and that is so different from all the politicians that we have had and are dealing with mm-hmm. to this day. I mean, look at most of the guys in the House and the Senate. A bunch of guys that are not transparent by any stretch of the imagination. So very good to see this happening, and I'm very glad. Call into the show, 734-822-1600, if you want to comment on Korea, or give us your thoughts on it. But while we're at that, I want to talk about some good news. Wham Radio has been granted FCC approval to build out and start broadcasting over an FM signal. This really excites me. Mm-hmm. For me, this is like awesome. And we need to raise a bunch of money to make that happen. So we're asking support from not only advertisers, but our listeners as well. Folks, if you love Wham, if you love the conservative message that this station has put out for years, help us out. 5, 10, 20, whatever you can donate to help us get some funds together to go FM. Go to GoFundMe.com. Type on the search bar Wham Radio and it'll pop up, right? And you can donate. Any amount helps. $5, mm-hmm. $10. Get your neighbors
to
do it.
There's no limit. It's not like there's an FEC.
Yeah. I would love the $1,000 or the $10,000 would be helpful too. But, you know, if you can't afford that, $5 helps. $10 helps. Spread it around. Get it on your Facebook page. Get it on your Twitter and your Gab accounts. put it out there, and you never know. You might get the onesies, twosies, and get them out there. And let's do this, because that would be huge, not only for our message to get out to a more – a larger audience here in Southeast Michigan, but it's a nice, clear, awesome signal, and we're on FM, baby. It's going to get us a lot farther. So GoFundMe.com, Wham Radio into the search bar, and you'll help us spread the message of Wham. All the same great programming. You get to hear us on FM.
Stereo. You'd come in the left channel, I'd come in the right channel.
Stereo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
like that? Right. Okay, I get it. GoFundMe.com, Wham Radio in the search bar, and donate. Please, folks, help us out. This is really important. Let's make this happen, because then we can do better in the next election as well. So help us out, or the 2020 election and into the future. So let's go into the future with FM radio. Okay, Derek, so let's take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to, if somebody wants to call Korea, we'll talk about it. But I want to talk tariffs next. So let's see you on the other side.
Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake. Holy Spirit Church in Brighton hosts an acoustic music jam on the fourth Friday of every month at the church at 9565 Mush Road. Musicians who play guitar, banjo, ukulele, mandolin, violin, harmonica, accordion, or other acoustic instruments at all levels from beginner to advanced are welcome. The jam takes place from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. Coffee, tea, and water are available. No alcoholic beverages, please. And many participants bring light snacks. Many genres of music from bluegrass, jigs, reels, country, folk, and pop are represented. Those who just like to listen are also welcome and are given the opportunity to request songs. Jam dates are April 27th, May 25th, and June 22nd. Call 810-923-3179 for additional information. Bethany Christian Services helps foster children find forever families. It's never too late for a foster child to find their forever family. Children of all ages are in desperate need of loving families to open their hearts and homes to the possibility of fostering, especially teens who are otherwise alone at a critical time in their lives. While our country is suffering a foster care crisis, Bethany Christian Services is raising awareness for the need of foster parents for children of all ages. To learn more, visit Bethany.org, or you can call 800-238-4269. Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, 2950 Packard Road in Ypsilanti, is in need of diapers at the center to give to clients who cannot afford them. To learn more about the Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, including drop-off hours for diapers, call 734-434-3088 or visit women-helping-women.net.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. Wham! Talk 1600.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, you picked the mellowest music for, you know, Angry Gary.
I'm not angry today.
I know.
Not yet.
We'll get you there.
Yeah, not
we'll
yet.
We'll get you there.
I'm getting there, though, right? I like, this is my vent. This is where I get to come and unleash. I would have to pay somewhere to actually go and unleash like this, but I get to do it here and share it with everybody, which is really fun for me. Let's take care of a little business here. La Casa Garden Tour Weekend is coming up next month, Saturday, July 14th and 15th, and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, 14th and 15th. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tour gardens throughout Livingston County. La Casa is a great nonprofit that helps women in need and domestic issues and that sort of thing. All proceeds benefit abused children and victims of interpersonal violence. LaCasaCenter.org. That's L-A-C-A-S-A Center.org. You can call them 517-548-1350. That's 517-548-1350. La Casa, Compassion, Courage, and Hope. It is a really great organization in Livingston County. And support them. It's the 20th anniversary.
This is how conservatives do charity.
Yes.
You know?
Instead of forcing you into taxation,
exactly.
We support these charities that do it the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Tithe it out appropriately. You make the decision. Don't leave it up to the government. So you can do that. La Casa. Let's talk tariffs, right? Big news as a week, Trump's doing the tariffs now on China and Mexico and Canada, our allies, and blah, blah, blah.
Price of newsprint from Canada just went up 4%, just so you know.
What did?
Price of newsprint from Canada just went – the pulp to make newsprint from Canada just went up 4% because of the tariffs. So I'm going to have to raise the price on the current from – a. Roughly, I'm going to have to raise the price about 4%.
Well, maybe you should talk to the pulp guys out there in Lansing that are American pulp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a trade war, schmade war. Listen, folks, and I'm going to educate. I tried to educate some people on Facebook this morning, and we're going to educate some people now. Wilbur Ross, our Secretary mm-hmm. of Commerce, right, had some great statements at Davos this last year. And I don't think people – they see these – tariffs that Trump's – first of all, he's putting them out there. And remember the art of the deal. 25% tariff. Here's where you go. You know, everyone jumps back and goes, oh, my gosh, it's going to cause an economic slowdown. We're going trade war. We're going to be in another depression, blah, blah. Really? What kind of a moron are you to even think that? Gruber had somebody on earlier this week, and some professor, know-it-all, whatever. Well, yeah, this is going to cause the 1930 depression all over again. Like, number one, you have no idea, sir. I understand that we need to learn from the past, but it's Trump. It's the art of the deal. But secondly, these tariffs that we're talking about adding, this is called fairness. It's called equity. Because the tariff system, global tariff system that is in place right now, where those countries are charging us and we're not charging them, mm-hmm. went into place after World War II, 1945, right? Derek, you got track two ready? This is Wilbur Ross at Davos talking about how the world trade system right now and the tariff system started. Go ahead.
GTA.
Yeah.
It was deliberate U.S. policy to try to help Europe and Asia recover from the ravages of the war. And that was undoubtedly good policy. It was good policy globally. And at the time, in fact, all the way until the 1970s, we had trade surpluses every single year. So it was an affordable policy decision. I think one of the ways where they went wrong was not time limiting it. There was a need then because the world had been ravaged by World War II. There's no longer a need to subsidize China or Japan or Europe with our money.
Hey, China, Japan, Western Europe, they're kicking our butts when it comes to efficiencies and technologies and everything else. Why are we subsidizing them?
Well, you mean with our nuclear umbrella?
All right. If you want to take it even bigger, let's go there.
Yeah.
But, you know, why do we continue, economically speaking, mm-hmm. to subsidize Germany, France, China, Japan, all these other countries? They're on par with us now, folks.
Because
they
won't
like
us on Facebook if we do. You know, they won't like us on Facebook.
I'm going to unfriend you.
Yes, exactly.
It's absolutely insane. And these people that say, oh, you know, you're going to make a pop can. We had played some of this stuff from him before. Aluminum pop cans are going to go up a tenth of a penny or something like that. Oh, my goodness. You shouldn't be drinking that sugar anyways. Yeah. So there you go. That's a little tax on
your
sugar.
Hey, watch out. We got sugar advertisers. No, we don't.
No, we don't. The only pop in this building is all diet, I think. But anyways.
Yeah. Pastor Rick's Diet Coke.
Enough is enough. Let's look at the big picture. And the big picture, if you try to buy a Continental, an MKZ, a Cadillac in Europe, you're paying a huge mm-hmm. tariff on that.
Yeah.
Why should we allow BMWs, Mercedes, and Audis to be sold here for any less of a tariff than what they do to us? Please, 734-822-1600, you call me and explain how that's fair, that Europe can charge 25% tariff on luxury automobiles, American cars, and we don't charge, we probably do a 10%. I can't remember what it is. Call me in if you know. What?
Is this thing on? I mean, we're asking you people to call in. 734-822-1600. If you're listening, hey,
they
if you've
me.
Never caught in, called in before, we won't bite your head off. We won't make fun of you. You might, you know, stammer and hem and haw. We'll help you along.
It's just one of those Saturdays.
You might have one of those things that we need to hear.
You know who I'm waiting for to call in.
Joe.
Yeah, of course. And but it's called fairness. And all Trump is doing when he talks about bringing these big tariffs in is bringing fairness to the system, right? I should be able to buy in China my steel without a tariff, and they should be able to buy here without a tariff. But until that happens, tit for tat.
Well, until they stop subsidizing their own corporations, their own steel making, like China does, right? I mean, that's typically what China did was, hey, let's put all of our – because they're a communist country.
Yeah.
Let's pull all this government money into our steel making. And then, by the way, let's make ours the only steel on the world market. How do we do that? Well, we undercut American prices, put the Americans out of business. And then, you know, then when the Americans go out of business, don't make steel, all I can buy is Chinese steel, and they – boost the price.
Well, and the other side of that is this. It's simply from a risk factor, right? Show me a country that does not have a healthy steel and aluminum manufacturing capability, and I'll show you a country that'll never make it and survive in a war.
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to manufacture your own steel, aluminum, technologies to be able to build your own weapons to protect yourself.
And electronics.
If you cannot do that, you will not be able to sustain yourself in a global conflict or a regional conflict or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that somehow we end up keeping our manufacturing capabilities. And we've been losing them over the years. I think now it's coming back. We're starting to see steel mills open again. We're starting to see aluminum factories open again. Instead of buying it from China cheap or Canada or Mexico cheap, it just needs to happen that
way. Well, that's why Trump is doing this under National Defense Act also.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of his authorization because it is. It's national security.
Absolutely it is. So please call in if you disagree. I'd educate me. If you think you can educate me and tell me why these tariffs and the talk of the tariffs, always remember, you go big, you talk loud, and then when you come in with a deal, people go, oh, that's not so bad after all.
Yeah.
Hello, that's just.
He's a reasonable guy.
Yeah. I used to sell cars when I was 19, right? And people, my boss had told me, when people come in off a lot and they're going to look at you, the sticker's right on the car, and they're going to say, how much is that car? And the first thing you do is tack $10,000 on top of it. Hi, Gary, how you doing? How much is that Mustang right there? $45,000. $45,000? No, I'm only kidding. It's 30. Ooh, 30's not so bad. Sticker price.
Hey, the flip side is my son and I were looking to buy a Lincoln from a guy. He had it listed. So we go to the guy who wanted $2,500 for this Lincoln. So we go and look at it, and my son says, come along, look at it for me, okay? So my son, and he was like 19 at the time, right? So we go and we look at this car. We take it out for a drive. I says, pretty nice, man. I like this ride, you know? So we get back. I'd have paid $2,500 for it. We get back, and my son says, yeah, it's nice, but you know that transmission? He says, I'm not sure about that, you know? Will you take 19? The guy says, yeah, I'll take 19. And we're driving away in the Lincoln. I says, what transmission? He says, I don't know.
I just said it. It's called it's the art of
the deal.
It's all perception,
yeah.
Right? That owner had jacked up the price. He knew he wasn't going to get 25 for it, but he put it out there. And if your son hadn't been, you'd have got the $2,500 from Ed.
Yeah.
Honest Ed. Sure, I'll give you $2,500 for that. I like that car. That's perfect what I'm going to
do. Did you say Honest Ed or Stupid Ed? My hearing's not so good.
Gullible.
I need to talk
Ed.
To Dr. Amy. Yeah.
Gullible Ed.
Yeah.
I can go sell you a car. Dude. Maybe I'd think about going down south and just selling cars again. At the time when I was 19, I thought it was the most stressful job in the world. And now that I'm in the auto industry and I'm dealing as a tier one supplier, the stress levels are through the roof, man. To be able to go back and deal with one personal customer at a time to sell them a car.
I hate sales. I hate sales. I sold 8-track tapes when I was a kid. I had a route. I had a franchise, and I sold 8-track tapes. I thought it was great. I was making a lot of money, and then some guy came into my territory and offered him for 50 cents less a tape, and they had foil labels.
Yeah.
And I was stuck with the product. They had paper labels. I couldn't do anything different.
Yeah, I won't say it today. I'll have to tell you the story of how I got into sales. But we'll do that another time. That's The Hard Break, and we will see all of you on the other side.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. In Singapore, Defense Secretary James Mattis spells out the prime U.S. objective for the upcoming summit with North Korea.
On the Korean Peninsula, we hold the line with our ally, supporting our diplomats who lead this effort. Our objective remains the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Meanwhile, the State Department says the U.S. will not foot North Korea's hotel bill during the summit. In his weekly address, President Trump takes Democrats to task over border security.
They don't want border security for two reasons. Number one, they don't care about it. Number two, they're afraid it's going to make me and the Republicans look good, and they don't want that. That comes before our country.
The president says Democrats are resisting the will of the American voter. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy. We got a WellConnect unit installed in our house on December 1st, 2017. In the first 3 months, we heated our home using our well water and saved almost 400 gallons of propane during one of the coldest winters ever. A 20-amp circuit breaker powers the WellConnect unit with less electricity than running a handheld blow dryer, about $55 a month. And during these last few mild days, our propane furnace hasn't even ran. So call WellConnect today at 989-356-2113. Or check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. Even after the bank financing 100% of the cost and installation of the unit, we're saving a ton of money, and we won't need any more propane until next year. Also, ask about the rebates and federal tax credit, too. Again, call them today at 989-356-2113. We love our WellConnect unit. We wish we had gotten it sooner.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
You can kill my body. You can damn my soul. I'm not believing in your God and some world down below. But you don't stand a chance against my prayers. You don't stand a chance.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. And let's take care of a little business right off the bat here. If you have some excavation work or dirt work or earth work or yard work that you need to get done around the house, call Diggett Services LLC, Complete Mini Excavator and Skid Steer Services. Mike Kuzma, 248-789-7619. Mike's a great guy. Call him at 248-789-7619 or go to thecurrentonline.com, C-O-U. RANTonline.com. He's got a nice big ad in there. Great brand new equipment. He can come out and get work done for a very, very reasonable price.
Experienced guy. I mean, you're not just getting somebody, I think I'll buy a skid steer and start selling my services. No.
I used to do skid steer services way back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I owned a bike.
They're fun to drive.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little story because I was doing that. I had a buddy that worked with me. He taught me how to run and operate the machinery. I was making some good money. I did a lot of driveways, right? Re-graveling driveways and stuff, and had a nice Bobcat and did all that. And then whenever we had the big layoffs from the automotive industry, right, and all those blue-collar guys got their buyouts, hundreds, if not thousands of them, went out and bought small dump trucks, trailer, and bobcats.
Yeah.
And, you know, our hourly weight went down to nothing. And they had just paid cash for their machine. So, here, you know, here was a guy that had – I ended up getting out of the business. I had idle steel all the time. I couldn't do it. You know, you can't make money with idle iron like that. But Mike's a great guy. 248-789-7619. Get your driveway graveled out. Move those hills around. Make a flower bed. Whatever you're not, he's very reasonable. He can come out and handle it.
Dig that foundation for the new addition you're going to put in.
Oh, there you go. Diggett Services LLC. Okay, so I don't want to get off tariffs yet because there's one more track from Wilbur Ross that I wanted to play. And but before we do that, let's take a call from Rick in Pinckney. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you do?
Good.
Rick, are you a first-time caller?
No, I have called before.
Sorry.
I have called before.
Okay, hi.
But I just wanted to say that for years now there's been, I don't know how many, thousands of Chinese cartwheels stored here in southeast Michigan at different locations that have been dumped on the market. This has been going on for quite a while. And it's not like they were ordered. These wheels have been sitting there just kind of flooding the market forever. And I was looking online, and now the Chinese have opened a wheel manufacturer in Greenville, Michigan, where they're going to produce 3 million wheels a year. So they are definitely predatory in our markets. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, but go step, take a step back. So they opened a facility to manufacture them here?
Yes, in Greenville, Michigan.
Okay.
I just saw, I went online and looked, and I thought, you know, they have all these wheels. They've depressed the prices so much. And, well, what they did is they drove, you know, the local out of business, and now they're going to make them there.
Is that what happened to Motor Wheel?
Motor
What's
Wheel?
That?
The company Motor
the
Wheel?
The rim. What would you call the rim?
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but the good thing is, though, they had to build here, and at least we're getting American jobs out of it instead of just pouring that money to a manufacturing facility over in China, which, again, you know, in time of war, you just nationalize the Chinese manufacturer and start making our own wheels for the Bradleys, right? Whatever. I understand, though, but this is what tariffs can do. I mean, because we've allowed China to sell stuff here without any tariffs, and we can't sell stuff there. But this is what Rick was saying.
They depressed the market.
Yeah.
You know, like they were doing with raw steel, depressing the market so that they put their competition out of business.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's what they've done to us. So I'm still a tariff. So, Rick, you agree with the tariffs?
Yes, I do. I think that I don't think he's actually going to follow through with them. But you have to get some fairness into this market where you know, that they play by the same rules because – the Chinese feel so put upon by their, you know, their past history of what the West has done to them. They feel like they have to, like, be much more aggressive, I think.
Yeah, that could be part of it. Yeah, absolutely it could. But, you know, in the meantime, what the mainstream media doesn't tell you, that China has already agreed in a previous agreement a few weeks ago, that news hardly reported on it, that they have agreed to buy more goods and services from the U.S. as part of these negotiations already. So it's, the tough talk works. You know what I mean? You have to walk in and bargain from a position of strength, not from a position of weakness as we did under Obama and Carter and Clinton and Bush. Right?
I agree. I agree totally. And also the Chinese have made huge investments in the city of Detroit that people do not know about in areas that had been vacant for 50, 60 years probably.
Yeah.
They have built huge warehouses and, I don't know if they're going to be manufacturing or what there, but, they have made huge investments like an area like on Mount Elliott, which is east of the Poletown plant, which was empty for decades, is now occupied. And this has just happened the last couple of years.
Yeah, and we hear these stories of Chinese developers coming in and buying up big chunks of property and building like Chinese enclaves, right? It happens across the country.
Well, they were buying up real estate big time. My son was actually working for a real estate company for a while. They were buying up huge packages of real estate to resell to investors in China. That's just kind of we were depressed, and they were taking advantage of it.
Yeah, that's the free market at work. Mm-hmm. All right, great call, Rick. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Hey, Walter, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, man.
How you been?
Well,
you guys, you guys need to be on 2 hours, at least, no, 3 hours, no less than 2 hours.
We're not arguing with you. Did you hear an argument?
I didn't pay you to say that either, did I, right?
Maybe before I can even touch on the surface, man, so I'll be going off.
Hey, if Dick Kupke gets 2 hours, we get 2 hours. Sorry, Pastor Rick.
Well, what do you got, Walter? Tell us.
I want to take this little conversation a little different. I want to talk about gas prices.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And tie it into Donald Trump's, tax cuts, okay? I believe, because I'm kind of speculating and just kind of, going out on a limb here. But you take the average working class person in this state, even with the Donald Trump's tax cuts, there's a lot of people been sending their checks, less federal, state tax, federal taxes taken out, which is true. If Michigan, being on the course it's on now with Rick Snyder, raising gasoline taxes.
Is your beard? Hey, Walter. Hey, Walter, are you sporting a beard right now?
Hello?
Are you wearing a beard? Because
what's that brushing noise, Walter?
Your phone is really breaking up really bad.
Okay, let me try a different location real quick. Is better?
There's something on your. Something's hitting your phone.
Breeze. I think it's
a
breeze.
Are you outside in the wind?
What about now?
Yeah, no, there's wind calling it. Anyways, make it quick.
Go ahead. Oh, we made him self-conscious. Can you imagine Walter's self-conscious?
Okay, Walter, call us back when you get a chance because you're breaking up really bad. Okay, well, I don't know if he was outside in the wind or what, but couldn't quite hear. But yeah. I kind of hear where he's going, I think, with the gas prices. People are starting to complain because gas prices are rising, which seems odd, right? We are now the number one producer in the world of petroleum, and our gas prices here at home are starting to climb a little bit again, right? We're above $3 a gallon.
It's a world market, though.
It is a world market.
And we've been having hijinks with Iran recently.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part is it's the spring season, right?
And summer
you didn't
mix.
Hear it this year as much as you do other years, but they flip over to the air quote summer blend, whatever that
summer
is,
formula.
Right?
Well, summer formula. Supposed to reduce smog, yeah.
So they say, right?
Yeah.
I always wonder if that's true or if it's just another excuse to jack us for 20 cents a gallon or whatever it is they do. But it is the summer season. People are traveling more. The economy's heating up a little bit. It's not unsuspected, right, that gas would go up a little bit. And the Saudis, OPEC has drawn a line. They are not pumping in response like they normally would. They're like, hey, we'll keep up with the
Americans.
Remember,
they were over-pumping to try and drive our frackers out of business,
yes.
Which didn't happen.
Yeah, they learned their lesson quickly, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think they've tightened up. The market's stabilized for oil right now. Unfortunately, it means not $2.20 a gallon. It means $3.20 a gallon. So, and it hurts. So I go to the pump, and instead of paying $30 to fill up, I'm paying $45 now, and it's an extra $15 every time.
Walter,
I'm not wealthy.
Walter was saying something about the economy and taxes, and I don't know if he was going towards where he was going on that, about people working or not in employment. Is he back?
Yeah, we got Walter back. Hold on. Let's try him again. All right, Walter, are you there?
Hey, hope is better this time.
Oh, there you go. Much better.
Well, what I was saying is on that, being in Michigan, what Snyder and the Republicans did, registration. I think my license plate has doubled, I think.
Yeah, I've got to pay mine. I noticed it went up significantly, too.
Mm-hmm.
So You're breathing into your phone, Walter. That's
what's
doing. You're breathing heavy into your phone.
He's excited, like, to talk to us. He's breathing heavy.
It's Play Misty for me. I'm Clint Eastwood, right? But, mine went up too, Walter. I can't really tell you what it is they're doing with that. Are they fixing our roads with that? I don't know.
Okay, with that gas prices that has gone up at the gas pump.
Yeah.
The cost of living. What's going to happen, and you're going to probably start seeing people that voted for Donald Trump complaining, especially in Michigan. I know it varies across the country as far as gas prices. They're going to start saying stuff like, hey, man, I ain't seen no difference in the so-called tax cut, because all of my money is going into my gas tank going for my license plate and the other cost of living things. So it's hurting. It's not, you're not going to, I don't, you know, and I think that's reality. You're not seeing much of a big difference. I don't care if you get a pay raise or not, if it goes into your gas tank, because it's so much, it's so, you can go so far with high gasoline prices, especially the bigger your vehicle is.
Yeah.
You're pumping all that money into your gas tank. Your little tax surplus is going to be cut into like a termite eating slowly at your house. You know, it happened when gas prices were over $3 and $4 when Bush and Obama was in office. It started cutting into even my savings and everything where you didn't see yourself getting ahead, you know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this is what aggravates me about the Republicans here in the state of Michigan, right? The people turned down the additional gas tax to fix the roads. The Republicans went ahead and put an additional tax, right, legislatively, onto our fuel tax. So I think our fuel tax is like highest in the nation, just about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet our roads suck. And somebody told me, and I'm not sure, that I've got a buddy who's really good with the gas tax. We'll have to try and get him in here. He's a very educated guy. He's in the trucking industry. A lot of that tax money that we're paying for gas tax, I don't think goes to the roads. It gets siphoned off for other things. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, some of the money that is raised does not end up fixing our roads. It's getting siphoned off.
Maybe the next time Pat Colbeck calls in, we can ask him.
That's a good idea. We'll get Pat in here because I bet you he's spot on for every dime that goes into the gas tax, where it goes. I bet you he knows.
You know, but when you look at inflation, for instance, I just bought another carton of ice cream. And it's not that the price of the carton of ice cream is going up. It's the amount of ice cream in the carton that's going down. I was really flabbergasted. I don't buy a lot of ice cream. But this is not a half gallon. This is like a quart now in a kind of modified package. But gasoline really has. It's been up and down. It's not the 25 cents when I was a kid. But it's – I mean, I was paying 2 1/4.
In your Model T.
30 years ago, I was paying 2 1/4. Yeah, exactly. My flipper. Yeah.
Hey, guys, look.
No, listen. Remember, no, let me finish, Walter. If I was paying 2 1/4 30 years ago, and I was down to 2 1/4 again just last year, and now I'm up to 3, I'm not seeing the effects of inflation on the price of gasoline. So I'm not. Of course, I don't drive for a living. You know, I mean, I drive to my living.
Yeah. Go ahead, Walter. What were you going to say?
But it is hurting the average worker out there, and it's like a termite slowly but surely eating it. Your house.
Well, I'll agree with you because you know what? It hurts me.
That's what happens when gas goes up and then it affects the cost of everything we purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other people know it or not.
Yeah. If I can fill up my tank for $31 instead of $45, I'm missing out on buying that other case of beer.
Yep.
You know?
And that hurts the economy in the long run, and people are going to start griping and complaining. Well, I'm not seeing what his tax cuts are doing for me, especially in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, Walter, you're going to be out there pumping up Trump and pumping up the good news, and let's not focus too much on the bad news. I've been watching the gas too. It bothers me.
I think in a couple months it's going to be down to 250 again.
Yeah, it'll probably come back down.
Remember 9/11? It went down to 95 cents.
Yeah.
It's because nobody was using it. See, that's part of the problem is supply and demand.
Well, a lot of people are traveling. Mm-hmm. The airlines are booked, man. Have you tried booking flights lately? Man, flights are full. Yeah. People are traveling.
And businesses are using more energy to produce more goods, and there's just supply and demand.
Okay, Walter. Hey. Well, great call, man. Appreciate it.
Can I say one thing real quick about Patrick Colbeck?
Yes, go ahead.
I was listening to that 910 station this week, and one of the talk show hosts guy brought him on there to publicly embarrass him at the Mackinac Island thing they got going on with the candidates, the politicians down up there at Mackinac. He brought him on there to embarrass him, calling him out. He pre-planned it, too. He set Patrick Colbeck up, and Patrick Colbeck walked off his show. And he called him Islamophobia because what he said about that Muslim guy running for governor.
Yeah, well, Abu Sayyed, as far as I've seen, all the information I've seen, and Pat is spot on the money with it, has some ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which has ties to Hamas. I'm sorry. That's just the facts, folks. If you don't like it, lump it. It's just the facts. And don't blame Patrick Colbeck, the messenger, who's just spouting the facts. That's all Pat does. He's a smart guy. He's putting the facts out there. If you don't like it, tough nibbles, you know. That's just the facts. If you don't like the facts, move on.
Phil's show this morning, Abolitionist Roundtable, touched on that. And that was
very good.
Later,
guys.
All right. Take care, Walter.
Yeah. So who else we got here? We got Gary from Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. I've been catching your drift.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
There you go. What do you got, man?
Hey, these tariffs. I mean, people tend to just pull their hair out and start running around like crazy, and then when they hear the word tariff, like it's something bad or something evil or something we can't deal with. For decades on end, our federal government has let us down and allowed what's called the Rust Belt to exist, persist, and now it's the land around us. Our whole society's towns, literally towns, have collapsed because of their ineptitude, you know, to take care of business. So it's necessary for the President of the United States to stand tall, and strong like a man is supposed to. Now, most of us, I'd say a good 70% of us, have all been weak-kneed and turned into pajama boys and can't stand up to our own daughters, let alone the Chinese. So when a man actually does it, they respect him. That's their culture. Their culture is a whole lot different than ours because the men have not been chopped off to the nuts yet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think you're hitting it right on the money here, okay? And I think what Donald Trump is doing is standing up for average Americans in the steel mills, in the manufacturing towns that have gone into the Rust Belt. And that's going to help in 2020 because you know what? Democrats are saying, union guys are saying, hey, and non-union guys, I'm a working guy, I'm a working stiff, and here's finally a president who's not just saying he's going to do it, he's actually doing it. Mm-hmm. He is doing what Democrats have said they were going to do for decades and never did because they were just lying. But here's Donald Trump, a Republican, actually standing up for working America, protecting American manufacturing facilities, protecting the jobs that each one of us needs in order for us to feed our families, buy a house, and have a living.
Hey, what's really good is that you've got Trump saying these things. It's your logical. They're almost irrefutable. And then you've got the Democrats and liberals who are coming up for election, right? And they're all opposed to him. And people with rational thinking working guys are looking and saying, wait a minute, you're telling me what? You know, that doesn't make any sense. I think I'll vote conservative this time.
Yeah, absolutely. You had one more thing, Gary?
About the gas prices. We got to lay off about the gas prices for about another 12 months because it's just recently, a year and a half, that things started to change. It takes a little lag time for everything to pick up and all the pieces to be put into place, and the prices will go down.
You think with a bunch of the deregulation that Trump has now put into place that we'll end up seeing gas prices domestically here come back down?
Absolutely, especially with the idea that he's going to get rid of some of the CAFE standards that were up. Absurd, you know, and yeah, of course. And he opened up ANWR. I mean, there's all kinds of things that this man does, and half of it's not reported. But he has done remarkable things for this country. And
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you're gonna have to go all the way back to Calvin Coolidge to find the man close.
Yeah. Well, good call, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen.
Have a great weekend.
See you, Gary.
Okay, so let's move on and talk about liberal hypocrisy. So Roseanne. We've been hearing nothing but good stuff about the Roseanne show coming back for the last 2 months. Great show, huge ratings, everything special.
Yeah.
And Roseanne comes out with tries a Trump tweet. Right? Not everybody's Donald Trump, so you can't just tweet and think you're going to get away with it. Well, she tweeted some stuff that
her Ambien did. It wasn't her.
She did blame it on her Ambien,
yeah.
Right? And she's a little rough around the edge. Come on, she's a comedian. That's what she does. Was it as vile as some of the things we've seen since? So ABC cuts her off at the knees, right? Done. Your show's canceled. You're vile. You're egregious. You're out of here. Iger, right? The ABC, Disney exec, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're out of here. You're done. And, of course, she tried to backtrack, and she said she begged for the job back.
She doesn't represent their values, you know, pedophilia, casting couches.
Exactly, right? That's it. So they end up cutting her off. Well, in the same vein there, Joy Reid, who's on one of the networks, has been all her old vicious stuff has been coming back out. And, of course, she's using whatever.
That was all fabricated.
Yeah.
She was going to have the FBI investigate that.
Yes, exactly. And then Samantha Bee, another comedian, has,
who is now Samantha C. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well done.
No, sorry.
It comes out with the most vile
misogynistic statement against Ivanka Trump. Why people keep picking on Ivanka is beyond me. She seems like an incredibly nice lady. She got a nice family. You know, she's a tad. She's actually kind of liberal.
Exactly.
Why the liberals are
That's
beating up on her is beyond me.
They just drove her into conservative arms. They did, yes. Man. She's looking at this and she's saying, "Whoa, I thought these people were my friends."
Yes. Yeah, well, it goes to show you the liberals eat their own because, you know, here the conservatives are always saying Ivanka and Jared are liberals in rhino clothing, right? Mm-hmm. And they're hanging out and they're pressuring Father Trump to not be so conservative, whatever. And Samantha Bee comes out and says, she had nothing to do with Roseanne. Why would you go after the president's daughter using the C word? In such an egregious manner, if you're going
to
use
trying
that
to link
word.
It to illegal immigration, and of course the pictures of the kids that were in these cages that they were trying to blame on Trump policy, and it turns
yes.
out those were in Obama during the Obama administration or during the Obama era, as Dick said earlier.
Yeah, the fake news is just unbelievable, and the double standards and the hypocrisy of the liberals and the Democrats and the never-Trumpers. It's sickening. It really is. I hope Roseanne gets another shot because I liked it. I didn't catch all the shows, but I caught one or two and I laughed. I thought mm-hmm. they were good.
I was amazed. Let's put it that way. I laughed and I was amazed. I mean, whoa, this is Roseanne Barr saying these things, you know, and on TV.
I think there'll be a little cooling down period and she's going to get picked up by another network. That's my guess.
Starts because with an F, ends with an X?
Maybe. Somebody will do it. If not, I think she's creative enough and driven enough that she'll YouTube it. She'll do whatever. I think I tweeted that to her, too. Just YouTube it. Do your show yourself. You don't need to have all the fancy. I mean, look, all these shows that are reality shows, Housewives of Atlanta, they're all crap shows. Mm-hmm. She could probably do the same thing with the same people using cell phone technology, video phones, right? Whatever.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. Do it on Facebook. Zuckerberg's probably chomping at the bit to put a show out there, right?
He can't be associated with her. She said something bad.
You're mean. You were so mean. I don't think she was as mean as Samantha Bee.
Who, of course, lost her job. That's the amazing, you know, that's Samantha Bee was fired for saying the nasty things that. No, wait, wasn't.
No, she wasn't. Yeah.
That's right.
It was only Roseanne. Double standard.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, there's the end of the hour. It was fun.
I don't like this song.
This is the only song from the very beginning of the show, right, Derek? This goes all the way back 7 years ago now. So this is the
that
one
means
we,
it's
we
the
kept.
End.
It's the end of the show. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and get the news.
You need to know.
See you next week.